Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program. Oh, we're working on a lot of stuff for the 5 o'clock hour. Mac, what did you just find out? We're going to talk about this later. Is this a quote?
There is a there's a meeting between the president and Doug Ducey. They're having dinner together at the White House tonight.
Maybe they'll have a fantastic piece of cake.
An investigative reporter from the Arizona Republic just tweeted, some minutes ago, Doug Ducey tells the president, Arizona-Mexico is wide open and unprotected. I guess he means the border. So Doug Ducey is telling Donald Trump the Arizona-Mexico border, wide open, unprotected.
What happened to the National Guard and the Border Patrol?
That's what I thought.
Okay.
That's what I was like, what? This is according to an investigative reporter with the Arizona Republic.
We'll check it out. We'll bring it to you a little late in the hour. Plus, you know the slug in Texas who went to the school and killed 10 people? He's not going to spend his whole life in jail.
He may actually get out.
We'll talk about that at 5:30. You got to be here for that. All right, but first, SB 1070. Guess where it is now?
Hey, speaking of border issues, let's go all the way up to Montana.
There is a story out of Montana that we have to talk about. There was a Border Patrol agent in Montana.
Right. Which they have
because it's
up against the border of Canada, so you do have Border Patrol agents in that state.
The Border Patrol agent goes and stops for gas. Goes into that, you know, kind of convenience store, maybe to pick up a sandwich. It's around midnight.
Or a two-month-old hot dog. You know, you never know.
Oh, nobody eats those things.
No, yet. You shouldn't.
And he hears two women speaking Spanish.
Okay. Here, that's no big deal.
Right.
How does the Border Patrol handle it in Montana?
He went up to the two women who were speaking Spanish and asked for their license.
Prove to me that you have some identification. Now, these two women are in the convenience store. They have not brandished a weapon. They have not held up the store. They have done nothing wrong.
They're shopping for eggs and milk.
Right.
But they're speaking Spanish.
Uh-huh.
So the one woman, one of the two women, felt uncomfortable and said, well, of course I have a cellular phone, and I'm going to hit the record button.
Right.
Here's what it sounded like.
So can you tell us in the video, please, why you ask us for our IDs, please?
Ma'am, the reason I asked you for your ID is because I came in here and I saw that you guys are speaking Spanish, which is very unheard of up here.
Yeah, if you couldn't hear the end, he said, I heard you guys speaking in Spanish, and that's very unheard of up here.
Okay.
Okay.
Which, you know, we take it for granted here that a lot of people do speak Spanish up there. You know, if you don't like, you know, Molson and hockey, well, you're considered foreign, you know, near the Canadian border. So somebody speaking Spanish in a convenience store, I guess, raised his, like, red flag bell alarm system.
So if they were speaking French, would he have said anything?
No.
No.
Unless they were from Quebec, and then, of course, he boots them.
Right, he kicks them out of the country.
Darn right.
Obviously, we know that.
Poutine.
If they were speaking Russia, he wouldn't have said anything.
No.
So it's the fact that they spoke
he said, how's the president?
Spanish. That's not necessary, but funny.
Ha-ha!
We tried to figure out, okay, this sounds like profiling. Is it? Or does the Border Patrol agent have the right to do this? Well, here's what the Border Patrol says. Agents have the authority to question individuals, make arrests, and take and consider evidence. They cannot initiate stops without reasonable suspicion.
So what's the reasonable suspicion?
They're speaking Spanish.
Mm.
That's not reasonable suspicion.
Well, it's not illegal to speak Spanish in this country.
No, it's not. They cannot initiate stops without reasonable suspicion of an immigration violation or crime. What's the immigration violation here? Or what is the crime here? They're shopping for eggs and milk, and it's midnight.
I cannot make an argument. I mean, I've tried and tried to figure out, okay, I'm this agent. Why would you even ask somebody in a convenience store in Montana? And I get the fact that they're speaking Spanish, not really done up there like it is around here. We take it for granted. We hear Spanish here all the time. It's not a big deal. Up there, though, why would you stop somebody? Unless you're thinking they could be illegal. And if I don't stop them and they are found out to be illegal, maybe I'm covering my butt for making sure that they're American citizens. That's the only thing I can think of. But I like what you said earlier.
Mm.
Doesn't this guy think three steps ahead?
Because if I'm thinking three steps ahead, if I go and talk to these people and assume they're illegal, I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to get fired because I can't just go up to somebody and say, may I see your papers?
There you go. That
you can't do it.
No.
You cannot do it.
I don't think Montana, I could be wrong, I don't think Montana has
they weren't acting
a
squirrely.
Law like that.
They
no.
weren't acting weird.
No, they were just talking in line, I think, right? Or they were waiting in line to pay for their stuff.
What if you're at the airport, okay? We'll go with this profile. You're from the TSA. You see someone, darker skin, maybe a Muslim, acting fishy.
Well, geez. I mean, is that see something, say something?
Possibly. Yeah. But what if you see someone acting completely calm, and the person is a Muslim, and is at the airport?
Well, then you don't have any reason
really.
To stop them or question them.
Exactly. If there's a white guy at the airport acting fishy, don't you go and say, hey, you're acting weird. I got to ask you some questions.
Right. That would make sense.
Right. So there's no reason for this Border Patrol agent to do it. Does he really think he's keeping people safe? He's not keeping anybody safe. They're shopping for eggs.
Well, especially since it was found out that they were born here, American citizens, but they were raised in Mexico, but they are American citizens.
Speaking Spanish at a gas station.
Yeah, it's not a crime.
Is not a valid reason for a Border Patrol agent to question or detain someone for 40 minutes.
Now, that's the other part when you say, think three steps ahead. What are you doing for 40 minutes except trying to find a reason to keep them? I don't know. I mean, we're most of the time we are on law enforcement's side. We side with cops most of the time.
Right.
We side with law enforcement. I can't make a valid argument for this.
There's
I don't get it.
There's no pressure for this guy to make a decision whether or not he goes and talks to these women. They're not doing anything right.
They're not doing anything wrong.
Excuse me. They're not doing anything wrong. All they're doing is shopping. It's not like this guy was hurried to make a rash decision. He walks into this convenience store, sees two women, they're not speaking English, and all of a sudden he's up on them saying, okay, need to see your papers.
Mm.
It's not the way to do it. It doesn't make America look good.
Right.
It doesn't keep us safe. It makes us look like a bunch of idiots.
And in Montana,
these are our own citizens, by the way.
It makes the Border Patrol look bad, and
right.
It makes people think, there are racist people in this town in Montana.
It sounds like Sheriff Joe all over again.
There you go.
This makes you listen, here's a good rule. If it makes you sound like Sheriff Joe, don't do it.
Right.
How about that?
Right.
All right. Coming up next, 10 people killed in the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. This guy who murdered 10 people will never spend his entire life in jail. Can't get the death penalty.
Yeah, he won't be on
He's
death
17.
Row.
He's 17.
He won't be on death row, yeah.
And he can't spend his entire life in jail.
Can't or won't.
Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's time for bullying to end. KTAR is in partnership with the Earnhardt family, and they want to make Arizona bully-free. Find out how you can help put an end to bullying and be entered to win a year of free movies at Harkins Theaters. Text the word bully-free, that's all one word, bully-free to 62620. That's bully-free to 62620.
10 people killed at the Santa Fe, Texas High School. We've got more information, and it's very, very disturbing. When this guy, this horrible slug of a human being, went around trying to kill people, he was saying this.
Every time he'd kill someone, he'd say, another one bites the dust.
He kept saying, another one bites the dust. Also, he targeted a girl, shot and killed her first because she wouldn't date him.
She was asked by him for over 4 months and finally had to stand up in the middle of class and say that she is not going to go out with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you can, it's just tragedy upon tragedy that this little girl was harassed by this guy and then ultimately killed because this guy couldn't deal with, I guess, rejection and decided to kill her. And he killed other people, but he didn't kill his friends or people he liked because he wanted, and he's told investigators this, he wants them to tell his story. Dude, you're not getting any sympathy. I'm sorry. No, you're not getting any sympathy from anybody.
We want to play 2 minutes of our conversation with Mac and Gatos legal expert Monica Lindstrom, because you'll be talking about it tonight at dinner.
Yeah, there is no way, because of the age this kid was when he committed the crime, there's no way he'll serve on death row. Okay. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
But there's another part. Yeah, but it starts with, is the death penalty on the table? Monica?
It is not. And even though Texas has always been a big proponent of the death penalty, and up until recently, I believe it was the top state when it came to the actual executions that it carried out, or the number of executions.
Right.
But there was a Supreme Court case that came out and said that you cannot sentence juveniles, and he's 17, you cannot sentence juveniles to the death penalty, and you can't keep them in prison forever. That would be considered cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, so he's up for parole.
Yeah, he will not be facing the death penalty, and he will not be in prison for the rest of his life if he's found guilty.
Wow.
Wait a second.
I did not know the parole part. Wow.
Hold on a second. This guy murdered 10 people. How do you ever get out of jail?
The way the Supreme Court saw it and the decision that it's made, it basically has to do with the brain of a juvenile, right? Now, prosecutors can charge him as an adult, which I believe that they have, and they'll go forward with that, which means that he can have the same punishment an adult would have in this situation, except for no death penalty, and they can't be in prison forever. Again, cruel and unusual punishment, but they're talking about the brain in juveniles. I mean, we all joke about how girls mature faster than boys. It is true. Boys, the risk factor in their brain and some other things, they don't develop as quickly. Sometimes they can't quite appreciate the wrongfulness of their actions. I know what you're going to say.
It's unbelievable.
But this was a decision that came out in 1993. And then there was another case that came out a little bit later in 2012 that had to do with mandatory life without parole for juveniles. And so basically what we're looking at is he'll be eligible for parole after 40 years, but he cannot get life in prison without the opportunity of ever getting out. And he cannot get the death penalty even if the prosecutor continues to prosecute him as an adult, which I'm fairly certain they will.
But can't they keep turning his parole down?
Yeah. You know, have to qualify for parole.
Right,
yes.
After 40.
That's the Charles Manson thing, that he was up for parole after heinous crimes, but he was always turned down.
But is he guaranteed to get out in 40 years?
It's not a guarantee. I believe you have to qualify for parole.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. This guy at 57 years old, he's 17 today. At 57, he could get out of jail. It's mind-boggling because he is not 18. What is he, 6 months short?
I think he's about 6 months short of being 18, so he is considered a juvenile, so he can't get the death penalty. But the whole – I totally forgot about the parole thing, that if you commit a crime – and we talked about this – about the 8-year-old up in, what was it, St. John's?
Arizona.
If this kid is allowed to get out in his 40s, what life is he going to have in his 40s? He will spend most of his life in prison. What is this kid going to do? When he's 50-some, he's going to come out and be, a productive member of society? It's almost better to keep, I know it sounds horrible, but it's better to keep him in prison, because what is he supposed to do at, 57 years of age if he's let out? Can't get a job. Not immediately. He's not going to be able to support himself. I mean, it would almost be better to keep him in prison.
I don't even know what to say.
I know.
I mean, to actually be able to let this guy out.
He will have the opportunity. And I always go back to the Charles Manson thing. Every Manson parole hearing, the victims' families would show up, and they would basically say, you cannot let this monster out of prison. That's the only thing that I guess is in the public's favor. That these kids will grow up, become adults, the survivors and the victims' families, will go back to every parole hearing and basically say, no, do not let him out of prison, and convince the parole board. That's the only thing I can think of.
One last thing on
this. I mean, unless he screws up in prison and then he's sentenced again to something else.
You know what? I have such awful things going through my mind. I know I shouldn't say anything, so I'm not. It's so bad. So let me tell you the last part of this. Some victims actually may have been killed in the crossfire.
Yeah.
They weren't killed by this slug. They may have been killed by the resource officer or a deputy.
Right.
They may have been caught in the crossfire.
So they're going to wait for the autopsy results to find out how certain people died. Mm. And if that's the case, it only adds to the tragedy.
I'm so mad that he even has a chance at life.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has a chance of getting out after 40 years.
All right, coming up next, Governor Doug Ducey is dining with the president.
Yeah.
And he made a comment about the Mexico-Arizona border.
Blew up on Twitter.
And we'll talk about that next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Earlier today, the governor of Arizona was visiting the president. He and some other Republican governors from around the country sat down at the White House.
You mean Jerry Brown wasn't there?
No. Jerry Brown was not there.
He would have been kicked out so fast.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been booted.
What
was on the menu?
You know, that's a great question. No one is talking about what they ate. What they're talking about
burgers and Cheetos.
Could be. He loves, I don't know about Doug Ducey, but Donald Trump loves fast food.
What are they talking about then?
Bucket of chicken. No.
A big piece of chocolate cake.
No, not that either. Trump said that border crossings were down over 40%, despite what he said were the nation's weak immigration laws. Not really clear what time frame he was referring to. But also, a tweet from somebody from the Arizona Republic has got a lot of people, kind of scratching their heads. Remember when Doug Ducey came out and said he supported the National Guard helping the Border Patrol on the Arizona border?
We're getting it for free. It's a great deal for Arizona.
Doug Ducey told the president that the Arizona-Mexico border is wide open and unprotected. Now, wait a minute. I thought there were how many troops did we deploy? How many Border Patrol agents are there already working? This doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Let me get into Governor Ducey's mind and head for a second. You go to the White House. You're having dinner with the president. We know that Trump is one of his big issues is illegal immigration.
Right.
Well, if you're Doug Ducey, don't you tell him, the bad parts about what's happening, and ask for more. And say, I need. I mean, isn't that what usually happens?
Well, it wasn't an trying ask. It was a statement of there's nobody protecting the Arizona border, which we know is not true. So why would he say that? He could say it's a tiny fraction of what we need.
Okay.
But why go down the, and I'll call it the Trump road, of saying something that you question immediately the veracity of because we know it's not true?
Well, obviously there are people that are guarding the border.
Obviously,
I mean it's obvious.
Yeah,
it's not that there's not a huge welcome mat that says come in, we're not going to stop you. But if the governor goes down there and tells Trump how bad it is, because parts of the border are terrible and there are people sneaking in and
there are porous sections.
We can't stop everybody. Maybe that's what he says. Maybe that's how you get more. You go in and you say, hey, we're getting killed over here. You got to do something. And
people do this all the time. They say, nobody's wearing that to school. That's what I always say to my daughter. Mm-hmm. Nobody's wearing that to school. I know people are wearing it, but you over-exaggerate.
So what's the problem
with
it?
You go hyperbolic because people back here know that's not true. So is he playing both sides to get more National Guard? Like, what is the end game of saying there's no protection on the border at all? I'm the governor of this state when your constituents know that that's not necessarily the case. Is it perfect? No, but there are people who are working diligently to protect the border.
Well, I mean,
wide open, unprotected. At least according to this tweet.
Okay, but that's what Trump wants to hear, don't you think?
See, that's the other part of it. Is he playing both sides? Because is he telling him what he wants to hear?
Put it this way.
Or is he giving an accurate assessment of what Arizona's going through?
If you're Governor Doug Ducey and you're invited to the White House and they're talking immigration and you say what he said, doesn't that make President Trump think we have to do more? And then maybe he'll give Ducey more? And in doing so, well, maybe Ducey, we're not taking it literally from him that there's nobody covering the border, but if he tells Trump how bad it is, he's going to get more, and that's good. So I guess maybe that's
maybe
you know, that's the way Doug Ducey is going to handle some type of a negotiation with Donald Trump.
Or that's the way everybody handles the negotiation with Donald Trump.
Let me paint the worst picture.
Right, you overinflate.
I'm going to paint the worst picture possible. I'm going to tell Trump that, and I'm going to see if I can get stuff.
Because that's what Trump does.
Well, true. But, you know, the fact is, we do have the Border Patrol there. We have hundreds more National Guard there.
Oh, yeah.
Arizona's not paying for it. Trump is.
So maybe,
and it's a good
more.
Deal for Arizona. Why not? You know, the National Guard, they can't arrest anybody. They can't carry firearms.
Right.
We get it. But their eyes, their ears.
They can aid.
They can aid. If they see something, they can tell the Border Patrol. They're flying drones. They're flying blimps. I mean, they're not down there just doing nothing. They're down there working.
Right.
So maybe this is Ducey's way of saying, send more. I need more. I need more, I need more, I need more.
Maybe not a wall, but send more troops, and that'll help. That will actually help us more than a wall, perhaps.
It's a great wall.
I don't know.
It's a great wall.
Who knows? Who knows what
well,
what it'll be?
It doesn't hurt for the governor of Arizona to go down there to Washington and, you know, kind of fib like everybody else is fibbing. I mean, why not?
Well,
you're in Washington.
Well.
When in Washington, that's what you do.
Mm.
And if it gives Arizona a little bit more protection on the border and Trump says, you know, gets a few more people down there, it's a pretty good thing.
It's a win and a win. A win-win, right?
Fibbing gets you everywhere, right, Mac?
That's very true.
You're going to go tell the kids that tonight.
Look at my resume. All right, Chad Benson is next.
You did lie on your resume.
Of course I did.
Yeah, you said you were good.
Oh. That too. Until next time.
We have 15 seconds. You don't want to talk to me anymore? We have 10 seconds.
I'm leaving.
We have 9 seconds. Where are you going?
Oh!
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.